Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, the broken head, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion check. I hope you do, but all my friends that come around flat to party. Up, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4 CBS, along with Mafia and Montenegro. You got to love Montenegro. First time ever on the bench, Mafia. She is styling here on the Mahogany tonight. In for Carver High, who's off gallivanting again in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, hurling into the community, into the brisk, steamy air of New Orleans.
Yeah, and who was banged up probably about 7:30 local time, because I was texting back and forth about the daily rosters. And I said, how you doing? He said, already, you know, three sheets to the wind. It was 7:30.
I believe it. So, Montenegro, this is a big night for you. This is very, very big. A big effort for you. Is she going to go on the mic? I know she will. She's not going to cop out on me, is she, Mafia? She's like, what is this? I got to hit this button right here and talk?
I'm here.
She's here. That's a great start for you, I think. Listen, I just want to ask you a question. Do you have a gambling problem like all of us? Like, because we're betting on preseason football games and our, our family members really don't love us very much.
Not yet.
We're working on that. Are you excited to be working on the show? Have you ever heard anything like this before? The first few minutes of the show is very intoxicating.
It is. We were jamming out back here.
I love it. Montenegro with us tonight, Mafia. So you were going to work with us one other time. Were you drunk at a wedding or something? Someone told me you were hammered at a wedding. And you were partying and dancing on top of tables. Is that true?
No, but that sounds like a good time.
Mafia. Did Mafia tell you his basketball team and mine won a sixth championship last night in our league that we play in, a national league? We're six-time champions. Did he tell you he's a champion?
He didn't. Not yet.
It's unbelievable. Mafia, I'm a little surprised you haven't shown Montenegro photos of your latest ring addition to the family.
No time. Got to get things ready. I have a great show planned.
Is that right? All right. The young Gelt Malesha is joining us again tonight. HoopsCritic.com and NBA Radio on satellite. Brian Geltzeiler, the young Gelt, back on the bench. I think we're going to be talking about a lot, including the Knicks and Rockets have restarted Kickstart My Heart, the Melo trade talks. Is there any chance that this happens soon, or do you think Melo will start the season in New York? I think they're going to do a deal, and he'll be in Houston. I think he's done in New York. According to reports, Kyrie Irving had consecutive days during the playoffs this season where he didn't even talk to his teammates. How can this relationship possibly have a chance of being fixed when he doesn't even talk to anyone? He doesn't love anyone. God. He doesn't love his teammates.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
I think that was a great loss, Phil Hartman. That's my opinion. The NBA has released its opening night and Christmas Day schedules. There's really nothing like talking about Christmas on August 10th, in my opinion. Are we going to do a Hanukkah section tonight, too, on the show, Mafia, or a Kwanzaa?
No, they have not released those schedules yet. We have to wait on those. But, you know, it's bad enough that you're worried enough talking about the R word going away to the Caribbean, let alone throwing in snow to the mix now.
The NBA is planning on making rules to punish teams for resting healthy players now that they have changed the schedule to help them. Will this stop teams from doing it anyway? Or will guys like Pop not give a damn what the league says? And Adam Silver will continue to get high grades and high marks, better than President Trump. What else? Deshaun Watson and Christian McCaffrey had good performances in their first NFL games last night. And Mitchell Trubisky is slinging it for the Bears tonight. They're up 14-10 on the Broncos. John Fox used to coach out there. Now he's coaching in Chicago, and he's got a young, high draft pick, right? This guy is absolutely slinging it. And they're playing the game with Glennon, right? $50 million they gave him, something like that. And he can't do anything at all. Do you think Glennon's Mafia worth $50 million? Because I don't.
No, not a bit.
Do you think Trubisky looks better than Glennon so far? Do you think there's a quarterback controversy in the Windy City?
Well, of course there will be. Anytime you draft a quarterback that high, you know, the other guy that's there is going to be looking over his shoulder. So if he doesn't perform well in the next game, then of course we're going to start talking. I mean, obviously right now he's playing against scrubs to begin with, but if he doesn't perform well, Glennon, next game, you've got to watch over his shoulder.
Surprised that I stopped at the depot tonight before the show?
I was not. That's usually a going away mainstay. You have to hit that before you, you know, hit the airport.
You got to go to the depot before you head out on vacation.
Some people hit duty free, you hit the depot.
People are like, what's the depot? Jay knows. Jay Berman knows.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was Jay. Malcolm Jenkins says he plans to continue his raised fist protest throughout the season during the anthem. Do these matter anymore, or was last year the one to make statements in the season? There you go. Malcolm Jenkins, very important, a civilian. Whatever he thinks. Malcolm Jenkins. Does anyone care what he thinks or does or says or even who he is? 95% of the public doesn't even know who he is. Check that. 99% of the public. More people know me, which is embarrassing when you think about it. Mafia, how do you feel today post-celebratory championship? Did you? I saw the commish. She wouldn't even talk to me.
Well, considering we had to come right to work, so we didn't get to have a normal, you know, post-win celebration, you know, pop the champagne bottles, party all night, I feel fine. If we're out drinking all night, I might be a little banged up, but no worry for me.
But, I mean, how do you feel, like, mentally as a champion again?
The only way you can feel after you win a game like that. Awesome.
Winning never sucks.
Never.
There you go. Rick Haro will join us at 11:20 Eastern, 8:20 Pacific, our sports business and legal insider. He's at the Packers game. Let's take a look at all the excitement that's going on tonight. The Dolphins beat the Falcons 23-20. Jacksonville is beating New England. Of course they are, because it's preseason. 31-24. The Jags still suck. Baltimore, 20-3 on the Redskins, and it's 14-10 Bears. Also, the Packers 17-6 in the third. That one's in Lambeau. I'm actually watching the Bears game. These other games apparently aren't on television. They would be at my house. I get every game everywhere every day. Oh, there's another game too. Mafia, you did a great job tonight of telling me there was two or three games. There was like nine. Cleveland 7-6 on the Saints in the third quarter. And Minnesota beat Buffalo, shuffled off to Buffalo. 17-10, Vikings win it. In Orchard Park. much to the chagrin of Carver High, who will tell you under his pantheon of drunkenness that it doesn't matter. It's the preseason. Every loss matters when you're betting. I can tell you that firsthand. I'm watching the Dodgers, Mafia. They're unbelievable. They won their 80th game last night. They jumped out 3-0 tonight on Arizona. They are not messing around in the least. They are, I mean, it is just unbelievable what this team is doing. The Rays beat the Tribe 4-1. Jays over the Bombers 4-0. Nats 3-2 over the Marlins. Bucks 7-5 over the Tigers. I think Garrett Cole won his 10th game. Remember, everybody said they should trade him. He sucks. He's this, he's that. He wins. Reds 10-3 over the Padres. The Angels and Mariners are underway in Seattle scoreless. Baltimore up 1-0 in the first on the A's out of the gates. Dodgers, as I mentioned, 3-0 in zone. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona. Astros 2-1 over the White Sox on the south side of Chicago. And the Mets 10-0 over the Phillies. DeGrom. 6 2/3, 9 strikeouts. Cards in the eighth, up 7-3 on the Royals on fire. And the Twins lead the Brewers 7-2, bottom six. 855-212-4227. Young Geld at 11:04 Eastern, then Haro at 11:20 Eastern. So let me tell you about the games in terms of Friday that you're going to want to keep an eye on in baseball for PharrellOnTheBench.com winners. Boston in the Bronx against the Bombers on WFA. New York's in Philadelphia. San Francisco in D.C. against the Nats. Bucks in Toronto. Twins in Detroit. Cleveland's in Tampa, Rotto's at Miami, Houston in Texas, KC on the south side of Chicago, Cincy's in Brewtown, Braves go to Arch City, Chicago's at Arizona, Baltimore in Oakland, San Diego at LA, and Anaheim in Seattle again. Get every pick for every game at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Daily fantasy baseball rosters that rake in cash. Our boxing and MMA are unequaled. The best price ever, $35 a month. Get you every pick, every sport across the board, always. The best return on your investment. I'll make it back in one day. Pro football all the way through Sunday this weekend. Get the spreads and winners for every game. College football coming soon. I'll be in Vegas for the opening week, live on CBS Sports Radio, and just go sign up. Everybody else is doing it because I make people money. PharrellOnTheBench.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, Mafia, it appeared to me, unless I'm imagining things, was that Victor Cruz down on the ground, injured again? I mean, listen, I like Victor Cruz, but did I not say literally that, how many times have I said in the last few years on this show that that guy gets injured when the wind blows?
All the time.
He has been an absolute, he's like a medical marvel because he's like, they could test him, you know, they could use him as like a, what do they call that? He's like a guinea pig. They make him, we're going to try everything. We'll use Victor Cruz because he's always in the hospital. He's injured again, Mafia. Like, I don't know if it's bad or not, but he was down on the ground and he was just surrounded by trainers. Was he not?
He was, yeah. He couldn't even see his jersey clearly. We had to look out and, you know, check Twitter, see what was going on. It was him, as we found out. But yeah, he's getting checked out by everybody. Fox looked a little worried. I mean, I don't even know why he's out there this late in the game.
Did I not say that the Giants couldn't count on this guy anymore? He's always, he never played anymore.
Always. And forget salsa dancing. I mean, he's as brittle as a salsa chip.
Yeah, which I like, salsa and chips, as you know. Tostitos, the Cantina ones.
He cracks just like those.
Those gold Cantina ones are killer.
You like those better than the Scoops?
I like Scoops, too, but I like the gold Cantina ones the best. There's just so much salt on them. I just absolutely can't get enough of, like, really salty. Didn't you think that the guacamole and those salted chips at Arizona were good?
Yeah, they were good, of course.
They were very salty.
I always love, you know, any, like, homemade guac.
So they scraped him off the field, and I know he's not. Is there anything worse than, like, an NFL professional football player doing a ball spin and a dance after a catch in a preseason game? That's anything even remotely more embarrassing than that?
A preseason game, the first preseason game, in the fourth quarter. So in all likelihood, you mean nothing on this roster, and you're spinning the ball like you just made first down catch to set up the game-winning, you know, kick for the AFC Championship.
Cruz is on the sideline, surrounded by doctors. He's walking, though. He looks like he's okay to me. As you know, Mafia, I'm a doctor, but only at 2 o'clock Eastern on weekdays on General Hospital. I don't even know if that show's on at 2 o'clock anymore because I only watch CBS.
I know. You're the one, you're the soap guy.
Mafia, I know that you watch The Talk at 2 o'clock on CBS.
Of course, I love it.
How about John Fox yelling at referees in a preseason game in the fourth quarter, screaming and yelling at referees in a preseason game?
Hey, coaches need to practice too.
How about this guy, Thompson? Look at him. He's dancing over the ball. He spun the ball, and then he did like a ritual dance over it, like some kind of a voodoo dance. How embarrassing is that? Seriously, bro. I mean, you know, this kind of stuff starts in high school, doesn't it? It just starts in high school. It gets worse in college. Is there anything worse than watching college football players, Mafia, dance after making a tackle? They like, I mean, it is a celebration like no other.
The one thing that is worse is watching them do it when they're down 40. And, oh, yeah, I stopped you after you got a 30-yard game, son.
Yeah, I lit you up, son.
I hit you hard after you ran and you're on the 1-yard line now.
Look at me.
You went 99 yards, but I stopped you on that 1 yard.
Your boy's still talking, Thompson. He is still talking smack in the huddle to the other team. He's screaming at the Broncos from the huddle and talking smack like it matters. Even if he catches a touchdown pass right now, I don't care. Who is he? I don't even know who that is. I will say this, though, Mafia. You cannot deny Mitchell Trubisky, who I have mocked and berated on this show repetitively, since he got selected. I have made fun of that guy since the beginning, that how could that guy be number two in the draft? Explain that to me, that he is the number two player. He played in, what, 13 games at North Carolina, something like this in his career. But I got to tell you, I'm eating crow on that. 11 of 12 for a buck 7 and a touchdown to Cruz. And now he's throwing another strike down to the 4-yard line. This guy is just lighting it up and throwing just sling passes all over the field. Is he not looking fantastic? You got to admit, look at the rollout, play action rollout with a guy in his face and he throws a perfect pass. Are you kidding me? That was an NFL pass right there, in motion, running out of the pocket, rolling right, and just across his body, just ripped that pass. You got to admit, Jay, that was a strong-armed NFL pass.
He looks pretty good. He looks pretty good. I mean, he's doing it against second and third stringers, but still, regardless, he looks good. Plenty of guys that play second and third stringers and stink, you know?
These are guys right now trying to get a paycheck.
Yeah, a lot of white guys on the field.
Yeah.
Right, don't pick up the knife and fork just yet because, you know, Von Miller's out there and he makes that rollout. He might be eating dirt. Forget eating crow. He might be taking the grass out of his face mask on that if Von Miller's out there.
Probably takes a knee before it ever gets to that point. Mommy.
I think he, you know, I'm impressed with his size, too. He's big. He looks, like, sturdy out there, and he's fairly mobile. He was moving out of the pocket pretty nicely. He had a guy in his face. He still made the play. I want to see what he does here, if he can put it in the end zone again, which is, Cruz is back in the game, so apparently he's not dead.
Yeah, why is he still in the game?
He got injured. They put him back out there.
What is going on? It's the fourth quarter of the first game.
And he got hurt, and they're still playing him.
I must be stupid.
Why is he in the game?
Why is Victor Cruz in the game?
Right, and not hurt like, oh, I got the wind knocked out of me, or I'm hobbling off the field, and someone else comes in. Like, they had to stop the game, and four guys came out and looked at him.
For five minutes?
Yeah.
Coming off an injury.
In the first preseason game.
Unbelievable. John Fox, wake up.
I mean, honestly, you've got to be kidding me. And if this guy Thompson catches a touchdown pass here, he's going to take his clothes off. He is, because he's done everything else. He's going to strip down naked. Oh, that was a full-on blitz. They would have killed him there in an NFL game. They would have taken the delay of game, Trubisky.
That's on him.
That's on him. Horrible decision, man.
I mean, now his career is over.
Career's over. Second pick in the draft. You stink, you miserable. So, you saw fish and everything?
I did.
But you didn't go home and beat up any of your family members, did you?
Well, not this weekend. I have plans to see the parents this coming weekend, though.
Mafia puts his hands in his face like I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a colleague.
Whose colleague?
Our colleague.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Jesus. I didn't know I had those.
Yeah.
Is that true? Colleagues?
I guess it's a stretch of
Thought that word was colleges.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Don't even get me started, dude. Don't even get me started. Summer road trip. Before your travels begin, prepare for summer road trips. I got a road trip tonight. 3 a.m., son. Caribbean. What's up? Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for simple, preventable maintenance that'll ensure a safe journey during the summer months. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS is the number. I just want to be clear on a couple of things. Mafia's very angry tonight because I'm leaving. I'm going to the Caribbean, and you know, I like to go Montenegro to the Caribbean because it's hurricane season. So what I like to do on my vacations is try to dodge gigantic hurricanes. And, you know, I bounce around the Caribbean looking to, you know, get in and get out right before devastation hits. I like to tempt fate. And ask Mafia, tell her, my idea of a great vacation is pinballing around hurricane season to see if I could dodge gigantic Cat 5s.
Of course, the only thing you like more than that is riding on those cruise ships in February when the waves are shaky and you can't move.
Yeah. What's the one thing I'll never do again as long as I live?
Go on a cruise.
That's right. I'm done with those stupid-ass cruises. And I stay in the nicest suite money can buy on a cruise, do I not? Do I not stay in the biggest suite money can buy, right? And I'm not even trying to like show gravy here. I don't have any gravy. I'm a normal dude. But when I roll right. I don't like when I go on vacation or whatever, I try to go large because I have just like an atrocious family when it comes to their needs. Do I not have the spoiled, snobby, like the kids, they're high demands, a high end. If they're not, you know, living large and wearing, you know, $200 basketball shoes, and if they're not in some gigantic-ass villa, you know, the whole thing sucks, right? Like, can you imagine my family in, like, a hotel room ever?
No, I couldn't.
In just a hotel room.
Especially since they won't even go back to the ridiculous nice places that you've gone before.
Like, I go to 5-star places, and they won't return to them. They're like, yeah, we already went there. That place was awesome, but thanks. Find somewhere nicer. So I'm going, and I have to go large or don't go at all, right? Because I don't really – a mafia, I haven't taken a day off all year. I need a break, right? So I'm going, and I'm going large or I'm not going at all. So that's that. And I'm going to be gone. So Mafia's mad because I'm going to be gone because Mafia knows that you know, we like to gamble together and play basketball together and talk bad about people together. And when I'm not around, he can't do any of that. Not as well.
There's a big hole in my life.
It does. Like, now you got to play basketball with all those hacks you play basketball with. And then you got to drive to work without me. That sucks. And then gambling. You can't gamble like I do. When you're around me, good luck happens.
Absolutely.
We win money. So what am I doing when I get back from the Caribbean?
Washing your clothes and packing to go to Vegas.
That's right. So we're going from one trip to the next. I'll be back on the 22nd doing a show, two shows, 22nd and 23rd, and then I'm going to Vegas. But I'll be live from Vegas on the 24th and 25th at the MGM from Mayweather. Do you notice how I just say the Mayweather fight? Because that's what it is. Anyway, I'll be there broadcasting live all over North America and in New York from the MGM. Anyway, then we're going to stay in Vegas for another week for the opening week of college football season. They're having this huge fantasy blowout there, like the draft, national draft. Everybody comes and has their draft in Vegas and has a better time than doing it where they live. So they come to Vegas and party. And they do it at the D downtown, the D Casino Hotel downtown on Fremont Street. Derek Stevens has the best spot in Vegas and the best restaurants, the best action, the best bartenders, the best dealers, dancing dealers. It's insanity. If you want in on the draft to be a part of it and get a suite for your friends and have your draft, call the D sales department at 702-388-2200. And we'll be live the 28th through September 1st, five live shows, one a night, 7 o'clock Vegas, 10 East, from the View, V-U-E, View Bar, second floor of the D. Come see us in Vegas live every night, local time, 7 o'clock.
Speaking of things,
oh, look at that touchdown pass down the middle. Tie game now with the extra point with 6 minutes left. Talk about being all alone and wide open. That guy didn't have anybody within 30 yards of him. Did you see that? How bad was that defense? Watch this play from the 50-yard line. Look at this guy. Jesus, nice breakdown on D. They were 15 yards behind him. That was just terrible. Terrible defense. Those guys right there, 45 and 36, are getting their pink slip tomorrow when they get to work. And they're blaming each other. That's even better.
Speaking of things being different when one of us is away, this is going to be the first time you're going to be in Vegas in like 2 years without me, especially this first time at the D that you're taking someone else.
That's upsetting you.
Well, that is upsetting me, but it's going to be completely different for you, too, now. You're going to have to use a Carver High there.
Carver High will go to the D for the first time ever. And Andiamo.
What are the odds he's lost by midweek?
Lost as in we can't find him?
We can't find him.
Anything can happen, as he likes to say. Remember what Carver High says. Anything can happen.
Anything's possible!
So, anyway, we'll be there. This is the last show, the last supper tonight. So, I think JJ's doing the show Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Correct.
This I know. Anything else is possible. Jody Mack, Thursday and Friday of next week. So a week from today, Jody Mack. And then after that, anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
I just wanted to say Malcolm Jenkins again. Wow, 17 all Broncos and Bears. This is better than the Super Bowl. So being that it's the Last Supper, you're going to want to call me because this is the last chance you're going to be able to talk to me for, I think, 10 or 11 days, something like that. Is that about right, Mafia? So I just want you to know I won't be thinking about you at all while I'm gone in terms of the audience or Mafia or Montenegro because I need to get away from here because they've been trying to kill me with all this asbestos in the office. You know what I mean? All the particles and everything flying out of the ceiling and I'm breathing it in. There's giant tarps up and plastic capes and it's dangerous.
So I got that going.
It's very dangerous, particularly. It's a very dangerous atmosphere to work in. I'm very concerned about my health. And between that and the people that, you know, smoke two packs a day around here, what are the odds I'll get lung cancer in this building? I just wanted to say Malcolm Jenkins. From now on, Mafia, whenever I think of anyone smoking cigarettes, I'm going to say Malcolm Jenkins. Write that down in the book of things to do.
Leroy Jenkins!
I take that back. That's way better. Leroy Jenkins. Whenever I think of anyone trying to kill me with smoke. Anyway, Mitchell Trubisky chugging toward the sideline. Anyway, so I hope people will call tonight for Montenegro's sake and for the sake of the sanity of the show so that we have some form of friendship and relationship here on my last night before I'm gone for several shows.
Do the Bears not have third stringers? What the hell is Trubisky still doing out there with 5 minutes left in the game?
The number two pick in the draft. They're sending out guys that are injured and they're top-priced players. They want all of their best players on the field.
Got a very bright future, unless we get him killed in the first game of his career.
I think he looks pretty good, though, all things being equal, to be honest with you.
Of course he does. The Broncos are playing no one at this point. They're still playing their second string.
I think the Broncos have the water boy out there, actually. So, coming up in a little bit here at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to the young
we suck again.
Gelt Militia. Was that the guys who played last night?
Oh, no! We suck again!
Oh, wait. That might have been. Was that in between their technicals and screaming at the ref and blaming us for cheating?
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic.
Was that Amy Dash? I am on a roll tonight. A bagel, a wheat thin, a wafer, a croissant. Montenegro's like, this is the best show I've ever heard that hasn't gotten one phone call in an hour. Listen, we're preempted by all these great NFL games tonight. There is so much action in the NFL tonight. You knew we wouldn't be on. I mean, like 90% of our stations carry these football games. And then the other 10% are all carrying baseball games, minor league baseball games, in fact, on top of the major league baseball games. Just so you know, the Ravens beat the Redskins 23-3. The stats don't matter. The Saints lead the Browns, unless I'm mistaken, 14-13 in the fourth late. It is 14-13, 8.5 left. Packers up 17-9 with 11 minutes left at Lambeau. The Dolphins beat the Falcons 23-20 despite Matt Ryan slinging it and throwing a TD pass on his first drive of the game, and then he exited, of course. I can't even believe they played him. Vikings beat the Bills 17-10. Case Keenum was 11 of 16 for 121 yards for the Vikings. I didn't even know he played on that team. I'm just being honest. Jags, 31-24 over the Pats. Jimmy Garoppolo is the greatest quarterback ever. 22 of 28, 235 yards, two TDs. Tom Brady threw for 11 touchdown passes in one drive in that game. The Panthers on Wednesday night, last night on Pharrell Ballers Championship night, they were winners over the Texans, 27-17. And Deshaun Watson shined in that game. In his NFL preseason debut, 15 of 25 for 179 yards. He actually got rave reviews. He got sacked three times, which was a concern. But everybody's talking about how great he looked. We've seen everything tonight. The Redskins lost their opener to the Ravens in a game that featured horrible offense the whole night. The Redskins had 8 first downs and 138 total yards and no points by the first or second team offense.
But Ryan Mallett did not have a throw to the other team for once.
He's so terrible, I didn't even want to talk about
it. 9 of 18 for 58 yards.
Dan Quinn said the Falcons came out health-wise okay in their game. In Miami, Leonard Fournette had a solid debut for the Jags. The rookie ran for 31 yards and a touchdown and showed off his power between the tackles, they're saying. We got a long way to go tonight. Young Gelt Militia's up next on a bench.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.